Hi, welcome to iGaiga. Shit, I have Aubrey. I have Aubrey in the line. That's good for it's Aubrey. Why the hell is someone it's Aubrey when the screen name is right there? Eh, I guess it does make sense. Sorry, I'm talking to myself. Free TV show.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by Verizon.
Take signature styling, plus smart notifications, plus the ability to merge your Facebook events, Outlook, and family calendars into one calendar, plus 8 more gigs of memory, plus an app that makes the phone a mobile hotspot for up to 5 devices, plus the network with the most 3G coverage. And what you have is the Palm Pre. Plus, now buy a 3G smartphone and get a second one free, including the Palm Pre Plus for $149.99 or the Palm Pixie Plus for $79.99. Hurry! Offers end March 31st at Verizon.
The following is a CNBC original production.
It may be the most recognizable brand on the planet, Coca-Cola.
The heritage of this company is equal to none. There's nothing as global as Coca-Cola in the world.
A $67 billion empire, sold in 206 countries, enjoyed in every house. And we mean every house. the most remote corners of the globe. Melissa Lee reports on the brand with a buzz.
There was a wee bit of cocaine in the original Coca-Cola.
And it's more than just Coke.
Zico was 100% pure coconut water.
500 different brands to satisfy taste buds around the world. With tough competition.
You're the first person I've interviewed who actually said Pepsi.
Well, they exist.
And blunders along the way.
What ignoramus decided to change the formula of Coke?
A company that aims to win in every market, but sometimes falls short.
We lost our way.
Now, in a fierce public health fight.
There's nothing bad in this bottle.
More than 123 years in the making. Coca-Cola is steeped in history.
This was more than a consumer product to them. It was a part of their lives.
And poised for another century of worldwide domination. And now, Coca-Cola, the real story behind the real thing. Here's correspondent Melissa Lee.
This museum is called the World of Coca-Cola. It's a shrine, really, to the influence one company has had on our culture. And yet, Coke's main product is actually just water, sugar, a few secret flavors, and some bubbles. So its dominance may really be based on something else. Brilliant marketing. The company has always believed that to succeed, its products had to be more than just beverages. They had to be reminders of good times and warm feelings, so each of us would buy those drinks again and again. And we do. Almost 100 million gallons worth every day.
Once, the world was divided into two kinds of people, Coke fans and Pepsi fans. Today, it's not so simple. Walk into your local supermarket and you're bombarded. Sodas, juices, energy drinks, all crying out for your attention. So Coca-Cola, the largest beverage company in the world, knows it has to catch your eye, and fast. Its research shows that half of all shoppers' decisions to buy are an impulse that hits in the first 5 seconds in the aisle.
I think we look at it as an opportunity. And
Joe Tripodi is Coca-Cola's chief marketing officer.
We're spending a lot of time trying to understand shopping and shopping psychology, and then using that information to help improve our overall presence in stores and how we engage shoppers in stores.
To understand the mysterious science of the purchase, Coke has built a secret research facility never before seen by cameras. It's a lab that can mimic any place shoppers buy Coke products.
So during the day, they might be stopping at the gas station and filling up on their way to work. They might run in to either pay for their gas or to come in and get a beverage. But we want to make sure that we're really making that connection again, reminding consumers that if they're hungry, you know, a Coke and a hot dog, they were just made to go together.
In those precious few seconds of decision-making, Coke relies on the instant association a shopper makes to a memory, like the Coca-Cola logo on a home team stadium, or a hero's triumph with the product in hand.
That's something that's built up in a memory bank over decades. What you're trying to do when you engage with consumers is you're trying to just continue to build that memory bank of positive associations between your brand and what it stands for and these moments of happiness.
To the outside observer, it seems a little touchy-feely. You can't throw your arms around that moment of joy, and yet that's a big part of how you're marketing this beverage.
You really can't explain it.
Branding expert Michelle Berry can. She says Coke is one of those brands that inspires emotions.
They're one of the best success stories of all times in terms of who's done a great job of marketing. There's a reason they're the most recognizable brand, and it's not just because they have a beautiful label.
So when a company like Coke talks about a memory bank that has been established of memories, of pleasant times, of celebration, and that helps them sell their product, that's true. That's not just marketing mumbo-jumbo. I mean, that actually works.
When you talk to consumers about what ads do you remember or what sort of jingles do you remember, etc., there's very few. And Coke's got, you know, some of those iconic ones.
I like to teach the world to sing. Sing with me.
Why
like its famous Hilltop commercial that decades later is still etched in popular memory.
What was it about that commercial?
You know, a lot of it's the jingle. There's something very playful, very contemporary. You see it all over YouTube. People want to sing it. They want to put their own twist on it. That sort of energy, that sort of momentum, that's what makes people remember.
Many remember when a bottle of Coke turned Mean Joe Green into a softie.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
I think some more of the playful, humor, emotional campaigns that they've done help when you're talking about a highly commoditized product like a soda.
For a decade or so, soda sales have been dropping as Americans have increasingly turned to energy drinks, juices, and teas. Coke executives blame the decline on their own arrogance. For too long, they let the brand rest on its laurels.
We were slow, we were not innovating, and we lost our way.
Gary Fayard is Coca-Cola's chief financial officer.
It almost sounds like you're at an AA meeting, admitting what went wrong. Is there an element of truth to that? That a big part of it is just sort of admitting that we, Coca-Cola, missed it.
We did miss it. And we did lose our way. We let others take the dialogue away from us. And the category started being portrayed as one of these bad for you kinds of things, and you should drink something else.
In the diet of a nation where one in four adults is overweight, soda is one of the greatest sources of empty calories. More than 250 calories in a 20-ounce bottle of Coke.
Americans are getting fatter and fatter.
15% of the children in the U.S. are considered obese.
Sugary soft drinks as some of the main culprits in childhood obesity.
Coke has been on the receiving end of an anti-soda backlash, which it fights to this day.
There's nothing bad in this bottle. Pretty much all natural. It's very refreshing. It's the original energy drink.
I have a story. Oh, basically I have Coke in the school, and then they want me to drink milk, but they won't make you drink soda in the elementary school. You fucking have to drink milk, and they would constantly make you have this redirection room paper and fill it out, even though I don't want to. And I would say, go screw me. Screw you, bitch. I would say, screw you, bitch. With the cold pulsing, I'm gonna do this as two parters. Well, that's it for tonight. See you for tomorrow.